coordinating committee meeting for February the 24th. We're at 8:30 Eastern Time, 8:34 to be precise. Adriana, you want to do a roll call?
Yes, thank you. Tony Norman?
Present.
Janet Dobrin?
Present.
Lydia Bachon?
Here.
Tom Cavagul?
Yes, present.
Thank you. Michael Novick? Vinicia Patel-Adams?
Here.
Here. Wesley Betun?
Here. Here.
Adriana Kasnaip here. Nancy Sorden? Serene Roberts? We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Just, who is that? Someone joined the call? Okay.
Yes, Serene Chair.
Just briefly, do a general overview for the benefit of the new members, the purpose of the coordinating committee. It's a standing committee in the Pacifica bylaws, and we coordinate the meetings between the board meetings and, most importantly, the in-person meetings. So generally, it's a broad responsibility, but just coordinating the activities of the P&B board. You all should have gotten a draft agenda. Did everybody get a draft agenda?
Yes, I did.
Okay, if you could review that and any comments or revisions on draft agenda?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So I move to amend the draft agenda to add elect committee officers before minutes approval.
If you notice on the agenda, I put notification of election of officers to do it at
that
the next meeting, notify everybody that we'll hold elections.
So I thought that was for the PNB, the notification of election.
No. That was the notification of officers at the next coordinating committee. Give everybody notice that we're going to be electing officers for the new people.
Okay, I withdraw.
Okay. Any other amendments or to the agenda?
And I have a question.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So you have under PNB meetings, item 2, board meeting schedule. So I'm a little confused about what that means. Last meeting, we voted that the board meetings would be the first Thursday of every month, and they've already been noticed. So can you explain what that...
No, I just wanted to know if there might be any adjustments or everybody's satisfied. We may need to, I just put it on the agenda because we may need to have some special meetings and just put everybody on notice, just have a general discussion on it.
Okay.
Okay, can we get a motion to adopt the agenda? Are there any objections to the agenda?
Serene.
Serene?
No, you asked for a motion to adopt the agenda. I'm moving.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
No, I would just like to announce that at the next meeting, if we can discuss the contract policy. So I'd like on this agenda, just a couple of minutes to describe it, and then we can deal with it later.
Okay, we can put number 4, general
contract.
Discussion, contract policy, yes. To be generally discussed.
Well, just to be agendized for the next meeting, but so that we prepare. So make it 5 minutes. Okay, thanks.
Okay, agenda for next meeting, 5 minutes. It'll be number 4 on this agenda.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
I cannot find the agenda in my email box. Sorry, but...
I'll forward it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. For the, I'll briefly go over it for the stream and for those who didn't get it. We're going to do the roll call. We'll do the any-minute approvals. We're going to do a general let everybody notification that we'll be electing officers at the next coordinating committee meeting. The next item, we'll try to set a regular meeting time for the coordinating committee. And then we'll get into PNB meetings, the general discussion of the meeting on March the 3rd, general discussion just about board meetings in general, and then four, a possibility of an in-person meeting and possible dates. Three in-person meeting, and four is Lydia wants to a brief discussion or announcement that she'll be putting an item on the agenda for the next coordinating committee dealing with contracts policy. Okay. We'll now move on to Adriana. What minutes did you have yet? How many sets of minutes or just one set of minutes?
I'm sorry. The only one that we have that is we have all the minutes approved from the last meeting, and I resended. I sent it February 22nd, and I resended it again, I think that a couple of hours ago. Let me check, but did anybody receive it or not?
Yes.
Okay. They are from the January 26, 2016 meeting.
Okay. Did everybody have an opportunity to review those minutes?
Yes.
Are there any comments, any adjustments, any changes or objections?
Yes, from Janet.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your...
sort of kind of nits, several nits, and I'll send this out. But Lydia Brazon, well, for those present, I think it should say PNB Chair Lydia Brazon, PNB Vice Chair Tony Norman, PNB Secretary Janet Coburn, rather than the stations, because those individuals were on the committee by virtue of office. It already does list Lydia as IEB, and then to remove from WPFW Tony, because he was vice chair at the time. So that's one. And then the other is really a nit. At the bottom, so Adriana, you say respectfully submitted by Adriana Kasnade, and it should be coordinating committee secretary. Not, I think it says programming committee. So those are my
okay
amendments.
Okay.
And I'm going to email.
I have a comment. Or could you submit those in writing to us and Adriana, Janet Kay?
Yes.
Yes.
Adriana, do you have comments or?
Yes. I think that what Janet said would be fine for starting now, but I think that in January 26, when we have that committee, the director, we are the continuating directors, that was not by virtue of office. I was elected after that.
Janet, may I comment on that? So on January 26th, the officers were still from the previous, from 2015. So that's just my point, that at the time, Lydia was chair, Tony was vice chair, and I was secretary.
Okay, I can correct those, yes.
Okay, so Adriana is going to, we'll make those corrections without objections to the minutes. Are there any other further comments on the minutes?
No, I will ask if I send the minutes with enough time in advance, and ask for everybody to send the corrections. I will appreciate it if you can send me those before we present the minutes. I mean, you know, will be easier and more orderly, and we don't waste time during the meeting. That's it.
Okay. Do we have any objections to the minutes submitted for adoption? Okay, without objections, we'll adopt the minutes.
I just have a question.
Yes, Janet Kay.
All right. So Adriana, if you, assuming you send the minutes, and then I, let's say I have some corrections and I email you before the meeting, does that mean that you will change them, or do I still, you know, I would still need to make my amendments during the meeting, right? I mean, that's...
Obviously, if you ask me, everything will be, it's not any problem in correcting during the meeting, but for example, when it's a typo, like you see, that I wrote coordinating and programming instead of coordinating, obviously, unless that is any discussion on that, I don't think why not. Normally, I never, you know, reject any of the logic correction. That's it.
Wanted to understand the process, what you're asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I understand it, if you submit them in advance, she'll review them. If there's no objection on her part, she'll probably make the corrections and submit them to the committee for adoption. Okay. Next item we have on the agenda, just to notify everybody, we'll be electing officers for the committee at our next meeting. We will need a chair. We will deal with a chair and a secretary primarily. So at the next meeting, we'll elect officers. The next item is setting a regular meeting date. I don't know if this date is good for everybody as a set time period. If this is clear on the calendar, it's the fourth Wednesday of the month. Is that a good date for everybody, looking at their calendar?
It's good for me. This is Lydia.
Okay. I haven't checked the Pacifica calendar. I don't think there's anything else set on the fourth Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah, that is fine with me.
So, without objection...
Is it not good for... Yeah.
Sam, said that's not good for you, or is it good for you?
Yeah, that is fine with me.
Okay. So without objection, we'll set that as our regular meeting time, the fourth Wednesday of the month. We'll put that on the calendar. Okay, now we'll proceed with the next item on the agenda is our PNB meeting for March the 3rd. The way we'll start is we'll try to generally go over what we have on the agenda. As everybody may know, we've had some difficulties in trying to conduct most of our meetings with objections and disruptions. So I think, generally, we may have a solution to some of that in terms of just generally we will call the board members, and they will be called into the conference instead of just giving out the code for everybody to call in. But before we get into that details, why don't I start with either Lydia and Sam and see what items do you think we have, what things we must do at this meeting coming up? Let's start with Lydia, and then we put that on the agenda, things that we got to take care of that are priority.
I guess okay, I think that a priority is actually Sam. It's the approval of the budget, which we normally would have done in September of last year. We've been very late in coming given the situation, the financial situation throughout the network. I think that should be a priority item.
When you say budget, I think you assume being the national office budget?
No, I saw a report from Brian Edwards Teager, and whatever budgets have been approved, I think we need to approve those. They all have been, all but two have been passed with provisos. So we normally, even when we have the budget, it's over a span of meetings, unless we're at an in-person meeting. It usually takes more than one meeting. So this will enable us to pass five of the seven budgets, hopefully.
Yeah, my suggestion would be we may have to call another special meeting that following in the month to deal with most of it. We can put maybe one of the major ones because there's a lot of budgets there. I think we have the national office, the archives, and a couple of other stations. I know we're not going to get to all that. And if there's any other priorities that we need to take care of before we get to the budgets, We can put that count on the end and try to at least get the national office and archives, and then maybe call a special meeting just to deal with any outstanding budgets that we need to review.
I have some very high priority items, actually, that I would like to discuss.
Okay, Lydia, did you finish, and then we'll go to Sam?
Yeah,
Sam.
Okay, so a couple of issues I would like to discuss is about the WBAI and PFW finances. And I would also like to move a resolution to that effect. So I can draft a resolution, and maybe I can restate that, in a few minutes. Or otherwise, I mean, we can leave the item open. But that is definitely, on the high priority. And something that I would like to propose is that, the CFO should definitely have access to their accounts and to their finances. It is becoming very critical. That should be taken up by the board. The second item that I would like to suggest for this board meeting would be that there should be some discussion for the alternative sources of financing. The report I'm getting is basically the stations. Some of the stations will not be able to meet their payroll funding very soon, apart from the other critical services. So in about a month or so, I am expecting that, probably BAI and PFW may fall short, if not other stations. So we need to pay very close attention to finding some other means. And I think the board discussion and some kind of guidance or action will be very necessary. So these two items are, from my perspective, these two are very high priority, and they should be considered, without any further delay.
Quickly, it would be good if you can draft some sort of action item that we can have discussions around that. If you have a resolution or some proposed draft language that we can draft and use that as an to otherwise we'll just be discussing things in a vacuum.
Right. I will propose a resolution actually, and then we can have discussion around those. So it'll be very I think I have the wording here. Let me state the wording. So for the first resolution, I would say that the WBAI and WPFW team to provide full access of their accounts and finances to CFO for close supervision and guidance. So that would be my first resolution. The second resolution would be CFO in consultation with the leadership team to propose alternative sources of revenue stream for board's consideration and quick action.
Okay.
So I think that will provide some substance for a meaningful discussion by the board.
Janet?
Just quickly, you will have a list of those alternatives, or you're just saying alternative in general to be discussed, so you have a list of things?
I have a list. Actually, today in the leadership meeting, we discussed a number of alternative sources, and there's a broad agreement on a number of them.
Okay. So, okay. Okay,
Janet.
We'll take back. We'll have Janet Kay. Anybody else?
Lydia?
Okay.
Yes.
Janet Kay and then Lydia.
Okay, so this sounds very important and needed. However, any motions would need to come from PNB directors. So I'm thinking that what might be best would be for the agenda item to be the CFO report, and the CFO would make recommendations for motions, and then motions would have to be made by PNB directors. So that's one thing. And the other thing, I have another item that I would like to, I think we should add, and that is the bylaws amendment process timeline.
We're kind of getting off the subject. The subject is what Raul proposed as his priority, and we're going to deal with that first.
Sam,
later.
Sam proposed.
But
Sam.
I like the idea about we have Raul do a report, and then we'll have
Sam. It's Sam.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Raul. Sam, I'm very sorry. But we have Sam do his report, And we could have resolutions ready. It can be introduced by members of the PNB that he, if he can draft it up, and I'm sure we can have put that as a discussion item. And then we can debate them and then take a vote on them. If you can send us those drafts out, Sam. Sam, right.
Sure, I'll do that. Yes.
And we'll review them. Well, we'll take them and I'm sure we can get a PNB representative that can introduce it when you do your report.
Okay, so I'll send them to the coordinating committee.
Okay. Lydia, you were next.
Yes, it sounds like what Sam needs is just a very direct motion from the board that he is to be a signer on all of the accounts. I kind of thought that our previous motion covered that, but if that is slowing up the process, it's not just about those two stations. It's that all the stations, he needs to be a signer. This is usually quite automatic. And, but, you know, let's just give him a motion that the secretary can then certify. And I recommend that the secretary draft something that's appropriate based on previous incarnations of the same authority. And anyway, so that's where that is. And let me see. And then the other was just kind of a recap. I was unclear. Of the leadership recommendation, is that correct?
Yeah, the leadership discussion actually, and the recommendation was say on a few sources that said there was a unanimous recommendation. But I think that it may be very good that the board may have discussion and some guidance to be given.
Okay, but as long as it's not couched as unanimous, I mostly had questions, but my of the proposed, but rather for a process. But we can discuss that. And there you go. That's it.
Yeah, thanks.
Sam, give a draft, and we can look at the language of that and try to, I guess you'll work with Janet Kay on the first one, and y'all get the language and have a resolution in terms of the signatures on the what he needs. And also on the other one, I assume you already know what the list of recommendations and alternatives are, and depends on what they are. You may have to set a different time or different to deal with them, but if they're quick and easy and if there's something that we need to do right away, we need to look at that. But I guess we have to see it first.
Yeah, definitely, actually, and probably it may take some special meetings of the board, but at least I want to get started on the process in this on the March 3rd, and then if we decide, then we can take up a special meeting around the, the late March or so. But it's very critical that the process should be started.
Okay, could you give us a draft of those, at least the committee members, at least when you already have them, I assume, the drafts, and then...
Yeah, definitely. So I have the draft resolution for the two, I want to propose. I will also send a kind of a draft statement on the alternative sources of funding.
Okay. And we'll work on a resolution and getting language out. If it's something that we need to get right away, we'll present it to the board, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure.
Any other discussion on this? Okay. That's
so
we got
Janet, I had the other item I thought should be.
Okay, we're going to get
priority.
I just want to make sure we're done with this. So we got what Raul and Lydia's priorities are. Now we'll go to
Sam. It's Sam.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Sam.
You don't have to shout it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Probably good she shouted. I'll get it right. But
no, I have a headphone and it's really painfully loud when she shouts.
Okay. Okay, I think, we're going to go on to Janet Kay. You had some items?
Right, well, just one item. So the bylaws amendments timeline for the first ballot. I don't know. The governance committee apparently is meeting on the 1st, and I don't know if that's going to be on their agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Okay, so maybe that can be also.
Wait until they recommend something and then deal with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting.
But I think also we may have some issues dealing with BAI. I think when those are priority motions we need to take care of. I think you had some recommendations on that. Okay.
Are you talking about the WBAI directors?
Yes, the election and then...
right, so so that should be an agenda item as well, yes.
Okay, and then we had Adriana.
Yes, I think that the motion, one of the motions is there about the sitting the WBAI directors. And I think that is important because we need to solve this issue in order to keep working orderly. And I think that we should give to those motions really a big priority. I send that motion to the whole PNB and to the Secretary of State.
Okay, so yeah, we got two motions we got to deal with, I think, with BAI. So we'll have to get those done. Hopefully we'll get those done at the meeting on the 3rd also. And I think you all have sent those drafts out already, at least one of them. And notice those for the meeting.
I Janet, I have another one that I have not sent out yet to the PNB that I
Which
I
one
will.
Is that related to BAI?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, send those out and we'll try to put all those on the in the same order in terms of BAI and get those out of the way. One other quick thing, Lydia, I know you said you wanted to do it.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Sorry?
Before you move on. Where are these motions being sent to? Because we would like to know.
Janet Kay, I assume you noticed those to the board.
Right, exactly. I haven't done that yet. I've been working on it.
Okay. Well, if there are motions concerning BAI, they also need to be noticed someplace where BAI people can read them, which is not the board list.
Well, this is the process, so...
Excuse me?
The process is for the PNB meeting, and they're noticed for the PNB meeting.
Indiana? If there are motions... Well, I think it is fairly obvious that we're in unusual times with regard to that. And if there are motions concerning BAI, they need to be sent, and you can send them to me, I will forward them to the LSB. They need to be where BAI people can see them.
Adriana?
Janet Kay, you don't have a problem with noticing to Serene that she can send it out to the BAI people and get comments on them? Would you?
Well, if it's agreed upon by, I don't know, you know, this is an unusual thing because when we have a PNB meeting and there are motions that the PNB is going to vote on, it's the notice formally is sent to the PNB, not to anybody else. If there's discussion, if people on this committee want to discuss and change that or make an exception for this, that's fine. I can send it to the WBAI LSB members notice it. But I would like that to be a decision of this somebody.
This is Lydia. Information, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of information?
We are talking about the motion that I'm the author of the motion. I don't have any problem, and I don't think that they need any permission for any committee to send that to Director Roberts, and she can send it to... I don't think that is any secret, and it's in an open... will be in an open session. I don't know why we need to go through all this discussion. I can send it to her without the minimum problem.
Okay. Lydia?
So the process is, has always been, and I don't see why this is a problem.
Janet notices it to the PMB. All of the directors can send it to all of their LSCs if they choose. It's a public notice. There doesn't have to be anything special. It goes to the PMB. That's what we're here for. We don't normally, I've never heard of a step. It doesn't make any sense. Serene's going to get it. Adriana's going to get it. Everybody's going to get it. And then all of the directors can distribute it to whomever they choose.
Okay.
No, the problem is that WBA doesn't have a director sitting. They will not receive that notice from the PMB.
No, but Serene will. Won't Serene?
This is Serene. May I speak for myself?
Okay, let's let Serene speak. Yeah, Serene.
I'm not on the PMB list. I haven't seen any PMB mail since January. All I'm asking, I don't understand why the secretary would claim that the committee needs to vote on it. It's a public meeting. It's an open meeting. All I'm saying is I'm on the committee. We're discussing apparently now three motions. Send them to me so I can get them to the LSB. What's the problem?
Yeah, I think, Janet Kay, when you send them out, I don't see any rules that bar anybody from forwarding those motions to Serene or the getting comments. Those draft motions.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So, the secretary was referred to, and I am that person, and I'm being scolded that there's no reason why I shouldn't do this or that. The process has been, my understanding is the process has been for, excuse me, I'd like not to be interrupted.
Okay, Janet Kay, just let her finish and then we'll.
I'm so sorry. I thought I was muted. I didn't mean to share my complaint with the world. Carry on.
The process has been with every motion ever since I've been part of this, the PNB, when motions are noticed, they're noticed to the PNB. What happens with those noticed motions, whether they're communicated beyond that, I don't know. You know, there's no, my understanding is, you know, they stay with the PNB, but if people, individual directors, choose to forward them to different individuals. I don't know how proper that is, but I am not, you know, when I notice any motion, not just these motions, they get noticed to the PNB. So unless somebody can convince me that any motion then that I notice or any of us notice to the PNB can be then shared with whoever, whatever. I have a problem with that. I'm done.
Viviana?
Okay. We don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I don't even think we really have a lot of debate here. But, yeah, Adriana.
I think that we are making a discussion here for some different, really, or a special event that we are having right now. That's why I said instead of wasting all our time with this back and forth, I think that what we can do is, in my case, if I'm noticing a motion, I don't have any problem with sending that motion that is for an open meeting to whoever I want, including, WBAI or my LSD or whoever. I mean, normally I used to discuss my motion sometimes with my people in my LSD. I think that we shouldn't be hung up in this and keep discussing what is right or what is wrong. I think that will be easier than that. Once that is, we can do individually whatever we want, and once that the secretary send the whole draft agenda, obviously we saw the notice motions, obviously everybody can do, every PMB member can do exactly the same. I believe that we shouldn't ask the secretary to do specifically something different because it's in a special situation right now. I mean, we can stop with nonsense and don't waste again a lot of time with something that will be solved in 2 seconds.
Okay, I don't really see that we have a lot of dispute here. We'll follow the normal procedure, Janet Kay. You just notice your motion, and any PNB member can send that out. It's public information. We're transparent. Can send it out to anybody they wish. So we don't need to spend a lot more time debating this issue. Next item we have on the I want to just discuss the I guess the next item is kind of related to the next item is the board meeting. We have a regular board meeting every first Thursday of the month. So we may have to generally schedule, we may have to schedule a special meeting just to deal with budgets, maybe the fourth Thursday of this month of March, just to deal with budgets. And I guess we can schedule one of the budgets, maybe the national office, on this upcoming meeting if we get time to it. But we'll have to just call a special meeting for that because it's important and we do need to catch up with that. But one other thing I wanted to talk with Lydia, you said we may have to
Janet, before you move on, can I?
Yes, Janet.
All right. Okay. So in terms of some details, so we may have to schedule, you know, as you were saying, a special meeting on the 4th of Thursday. The we is, you know, there's a process for scheduling or a meeting or noticing a meeting, and I'm going to be the one to actually post it. So, you know, it would be either the board or the two officers or three PNB members noticing a meeting. Or the chair.
I understand the technical requirements, Jen. I was just throwing it out there. We're going to fulfill all the requirements to notice a special meeting. Okay.
Okay.
I was just throwing the concept out. But I wanted to, Lydia, I think you wanted to, we need to do a closed session, and you wanted to do that first on Thursday?
I do, but I haven't, what do we have on the calendar? Do we have the closed session first?
We haven't scheduled it yet, but I assume that's what that was the recommendation.
No, our meeting is scheduled on the calendar, though. Janet?
Are we talking about a closed meeting for the 3rd or for the 4th Thursday? I'm confused.
For the 3rd.
For the 3rd.
There's no closed meeting scheduled.
Okay. Have we already sent out the notice for the open meeting on the 3rd?
It's been noticed for weeks.
Okay, and that's at 8:30 Eastern, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess we may have to call do a notice for a closed meeting at 10:30, 10 o'clock. Is that right, Lydia?
No. I had thought that I had sent a request for 5:30, but I hadn't not. Anyway, we can discuss this offline, but I wouldn't do it yet then.
Okay.
At this juncture. No, I had originally thought we had scheduled it at the 8:30 hour. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion on our regular board meetings, which we have as the first day, then we may have to call a special meetings on particularly this month in March to just deal with budgets. And we may have to squeeze in a closed session or something depending on what issues come up.
We had some items in closed session, so we probably should schedule one, but I need to see if our attorney is going to join us, and that might determine the time. So,
okay, can you let us know that by tomorrow, or if you can check with him as soon as better.
Right.
Okay. Next item we have on the agenda is the possibility of an in-person meeting, maybe in April or May or something. We don't have to go in details about it, but it's just a general date. And then also there's always the issue of funding and financing of that. So let's hear from Lydia. What are your general ideas on this?
My general ideas is one that I put out to the GMs and the other unit managers this morning, which was that we set aside one day, one full day, having to do with strategic planning. We have to resolve some very serious issues. Some stations are more stressed than others, and we have to come up with some solutions, and they can't wait. We keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. And so I think that we just have to grapple with it now, which doesn't just mean, you know, some nice ideas about a few modest fundraising. We have to do, I think, perhaps some restructuring, some hardcore evaluations, because the ED was tasked with looking into mortgages, and both the previous ED and myself felt that the only viable property is the one where the national office is housed in the adjacent unit that used to be a restaurant. And so since the next meeting is in Berkeley, that would be the perfect time for the entire board to visit the site and see what they think can be done in terms of bringing in some monies, either in the way of a mortgage or whatever else.
You have any general idea about dates, April or May?
I think April is too soon. You know, you usually need a couple of months lead time. So I would think May, but I haven't queried the hotel. I'm thinking we might stay at the same hotel, but I think that it would have to be in May and before the summer, because then by June it starts getting really expensive everywhere.
Janet, you have to watch out for graduations.
Maybe the end of May or something.
Yeah, middle.
Janet.
Who is that? Janet Kay?
Janet.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I think that, well, we have a PNB meeting on May 5th. So to have another PNB, the in-person meeting that month, well, even to have it then would be too early, in my opinion. April is way too early. The June PNB meeting is the second, so that's like the last week of May, first week of June, and that maybe could work.
Okay.
Deanna?
Let me let Janet Kay in, and I heard Adriana, and then who was that?
Lydia.
And Serene.
Janet Kay, did you finish?
Yeah, more or less. I'm kind of recommending that first week in June.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes. I know the problem that we have with money, but I think that all of us agree that are some things that need to be solved. And normally an in-person meeting, in 3 days of an in-person meeting, we can accomplish the work more than a year of the PMB in teleconferences. That is a reality. I think that the sooner that we can do it will be the better, because that will help to smooth, if you want, if I can say, the relationships, and make all of us being in a room and advancing, like Lydia said, there are some important, very important issues that need to be resolved. We cannot be hanging out in teleconference that are so difficult, and normally we don't accomplish much. I think that I understand the constraint of the money issue, but the sooner that we can have an in-person meeting, I think that will be the better for the foundation.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, we're not tied to the dates that we have up there right now. I mean, you know, we just need 10 days notice or 30 days notice, I think, for an in-person. But the first Thursday of the month was picked as a telephone conference, now regular meeting, but I don't think it has to be the first week. I would favor maybe the third week in May, something like that, third or last week in May. Like I said, we got very lucky last year here in L.A. The day we checked out, the room rate doubled, and more than doubled, actually. It just skyrocketed. and all of the hotels around here because of graduation and pre-graduation things were horrendous. So certainly at Berkeley that would certainly be the case. So I would really want to steer away from June, and all of the airfares go up as well around that time. So if we can do it in May, it's all a budgeting issue at this juncture. And I know I did pretty well here in L.A., so let me see what I can do in Berkeley to get the cost on and so forth. Okay, so the question is, do we want to have a coordinating when would the next coordinating meeting be? Maybe we want to have one sooner if there's something available. I don't know. I'm not really proposing this to meeting. I'll communicate to everybody. How's this? I'll communicate to everybody as I learn particulars about housing and airfares, and come up with a budget for the meeting. The previous meeting in Berkeley, PNB meeting, I believe came in at 25, and it did not have adequate breakfast. It was just sweet rolls, but nevertheless. And then the meeting here in L.A. came in at about 15, but that's because I had this extraordinary situation here. And so so I will work within our yeah. meager funds that we have, or try to raise the money for it.
Yeah,
and I'll keep everybody. And then if there is a meeting required prior to our next PNB meeting, then that'll become evident as I come up with the information.
Yeah, so we can correspond committee members by email, and if, as you said, if there's something comes up before our next regular scheduled meeting, then we can always call a special meeting.
Right, Janet, I'd like to get on the stack. Thank
yes,
you.
Janet, good.
I think somebody
I'm
was
sorry,
calling.
Tony. I believe I was.
Oh, who is that? Serene, I didn't hear you. Okay, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So I would like to make a motion that the IED is charged with pricing out flights and hotel space for the month of May and getting back to the board, and that a note should go out to the board asking people to keep May as open as possible.
Okay. Any discussions on that?
Janet.
Janet Kay.
Can I get on stack, please?
Who is that?
Venetia.
Okay. We hadn't heard from you, so we'll put you on top of the stack. Venetia.
Just one comment. My little brother's graduation is like the middle of May, and I don't know if there will be anyone else on the PNB who will be traveling for a graduation as well. So I just want to keep that in mind. I just want you all to keep that in mind.
Okay, yeah, that's something very important, the graduation schedule.
Janet?
Janet Kay, yes.
Yeah. Right, and also that's the last weekend in May is Memorial Day weekend, so there might be issues. I'd like to amend Serene's motion to include pricing out early June, and then I also wanted to mention that the last time we worked on a time for the in-person meeting, we polled the whole PNB to find out the availability of PNB directors for, when would be best for them.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, so this is just the first go-around. I don't even know if a motion is needed at this juncture. I can call the hotels that I know in Berkeley. We've met at a couple of them and whatever. And I can call our travel agent and see what's available. And then we can have, a framework in terms of timetable, and then send it to the board, and the board can chime in about their availability or lack thereof. Because until we get those price ranges, like when do you expect the prices, the room rates to go up? When do you expect the airline rates to go up? And then what is that window so that we're not reinventing the wheel every... I don't really need a motion at this juncture. When we will need a motion is when we hear back from the board about availability, not lack of availability, et cetera, and then decide on a date. We also have to decide on whether we want 3 days or 4 days, and what else do we have to decide? And then we get, you know, really finite about how many people are in a room together and all that kind of stuff. That's at the back end of it. The first thing is the date. So let me find out what's available in Berkeley during that time, and send some of those parameters to you. I'll canvas both May and early June. How's that? Any objections to that?
Okay, Serene, you don't have a problem with waiting off on this motion until she get all her information, and maybe we can do a motion at the next meeting?
You know, I think Pacifica is dying from lack of trust. All we're saying is put it on record that we're exploring dates, and it looks like it might be May. I mean, I don't see the harm in giving people a heads up in that regard.
Okay, Janet Kay had an amendment to also include the early June as part of your motion.
Any objections? I thought I heard her say June was too late. So I thought I heard her earlier on say that June was too late. So I'm a little surprised, but you know, whatever.
That was me. And regardless of what the motion says, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. So what I am going to do is call hotels, call the travel agent, determine the parameters, and send them, and you know, and send that information to the board ASAP in the next 3 days before the meeting next Thursday.
Okay. Well, let me ask this: is there any objection to including the early June recommendation from Janet Kay in this motion? Just as a possibility in pursuing dates.
Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
If I'm not mistaken, what I'm hearing is that we don't even need a motion to determine anything, because what the executive director, what Lydia is saying, that she will make, before our next meeting, she will make a bunch of phone calls and we will know what's going on, and then let us know, and from there we can start. We don't need a motion telling her what to do, because it's what she's doing.
Okay, Serene insists on pushing the motion, and we're going to go through we can just go through the process of voting for it. She's adding the consensus.
I'm going to take objection to your characterization of I insist on pushing the motion.
Okay, excuse me, but let me apologize for that. Okay, but are you willing to hold off on the motion, or do you want to go forward with a vote on it?
I don't see that it does any harm, but it's hardly worth the time that we've invested in discussing it.
Okay, so then we're just going to go forward with the vote on her motion properly on the floor. You can either vote it up or down with the amendment that Janet Kay added the first day of June.
May I have the motion and the amendment in writing, please?
Okay, Serene, could you submit the motion in writing to Adriana and to the rest of us? And Janet Kay, could you submit your amendment?
As soon as I park.
Okay. Any further discussion on these motions? Janet Kay.
Well, I don't know whether it would be on this motion or related to it, but there should be something on Thursday's agenda about the in-person meeting. We didn't talk about that being added anyway.
Why would we add some this coming Thursday about the in-person meeting?
Right.
It's too preliminary.
Lydia was saying that she might have some information, and we might want to.
I think it would be too premature. We don't have any. It's all vague now. We don't have any information to report anything for the PNB meeting coming up next Thursday.
Serene, what is that?
Who is that?
Serene.
Yeah, Serene.
Well, Lydia said she'll have some information by the 3rd, and it can just be wrapped into the coordinating committee report.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
No, I'm saying Lydia said she'll have some preliminary information by the time the PNB meets on the 3rd. And I'm saying whatever information she has can be wrapped into the coordinating committee report. I guess it can also be wrapped into the IED report for that matter.
It'd probably be quicker to just wrap it into her report. She can just...
Okay. But I'm saying it doesn't have to be formally agendered.
Okay, we're going to have to vote. We're going to move forward and vote on the motion that's pending. Serene, you want to quickly summarize the motion again?
Just said the board be given a heads up that the IED is looking into dates and dollars for an in-person meeting.
Okay, and it was as amended with Janet K to and also include the first part of June as possible dates.
Well, okay, then, Janet, may I?
Janet K.
So Serene did not mention any dates just now, so that
well,
would not be necessary.
Her original motion of that, she did mention dates. No. Serene, are you taking dates out, or did you make changes?
You asked me to summarize, so I did.
Okay.
To be brief.
But she's going to send us the written motion, and in her written motion, she did mention the dates, I think, the end of May. So we're going to go to the vote.
Please, point
Adriana,
of information.
Yes, Adriana.
Instead of this back and forth waste of time, unless we have a motion in writing, I think that we agree before that that is the problem. When we don't have a motion in writing, then we are discussing, changing, then put something and take it out. Please, if we have a motion in writing, we talk about it. If not, can we eliminate this?
Okay, well, Serene is, and Janet said they're going to submit their motion and amendments in writing. So until we get that, then we'll hold off taking a vote and we'll come back to it once everybody get it in writing.
I'll do you one better. I'd like to withdraw my motion. I don't know if I can't withdraw it unless the amendment is withdrawn and nobody else objects. This is like a waste of time.
Oh, we can withdraw it if there's no objection. That's not a problem. If you're withdrawing the motion,
well,
is there any objection to withdrawing the whole motion and amendment? Okay, there's no objection, so we'll just withdraw it and revisit that issue. Okay, thank you. The next item we have on the agenda is Lydia, number 4. You wanted to briefly talk about contracts with the coordinating committee?
Yes, this was passed way back, many years ago, and excuse me, and it functioned well for a time. And the reason it was passed is because we have so many units, and they sometimes get themselves into situations where they'll sign a contract because it sounds good, or even if they take bids, and sometimes they don't take bids and so forth, but they're not necessarily vetted by council or whatever, and then we find ourselves in a jam down the line. And it was the practice then for the coordinating committee, because it has as its voting members both the CFO and the executive director and the officers, not to mention representatives from the other stations, of course, that it was it seemed to be the logical place to run through some of the contracts. Now, the motion as it stands doesn't have in their dollar amounts or any criteria for what kind of contract. I mean, it does have a list of some of the contracts, but it needs to be revisited. And it wasn't revisited post that, and because our national board changed so frequently every year that it isn't always carried forward, that's one of the charges of the coordinating committee. And so I think that at a later meeting that we should revisit that the CFO who just started with us may not be familiar with it. I think most of our members are not familiar with it. And so that was all. I think it's a good practice, and I think it needs to be reinstituted and activated and reviewed.
Okay, and we'll just put that on a future meeting. I guess you want to maybe on the next agenda, one of the items at the next agenda?
Yeah.
The next meeting, at least?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, any other comments on that issue? Okay, if not, that we will be adjourned. Time goes back quickly. It's only 9:34 when you're having fun. But we'll do follow-up, okay? Is Sam still on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're going to get us those draft motions?
Yeah, I have already sent. I've already sent to the coordinating committee the two draft motions.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm working on the say on a cleaner copy of the alternative sources of funding. So I will send that to everybody tomorrow morning as an attachment.
And then Lydia's going to get back with us maybe even tomorrow on about a closed meeting session for Thursday. Once
yes.
you talk with.
Yes, I've been trying to reach our soon as I hear back. I'll try him again as soon as we get off this call. In fact, I'll try again.
Okay, that concludes our meeting. Thank you all, and thank our new members for just joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
All right.